We seem to have a deal to fund the government, but what does that mean for the pandemic response? From Marketplace, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Over the weekend, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have a deal for a short-term emergency spending bill, one that would avoid a government shutdown. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ginzer joins me with more on this. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Nancy, what do we know about this legislation right now?
Well, this bill would fund the government for part of fiscal year 2021. Without new spending legislation, the government would shut down at the end of this month when fiscal year 2020 ends. And this is money for government agencies like the Defense Department, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services.
But this bill would just get us through part of the next fiscal year.
That's right, Kimberly. Mnuchin says he's hoping the bill, which is called a continuing resolution, would fund the government into December. Congress would have to agree on another bill to keep the government running after that. And Kimberly, it's really not supposed to be like this. Congress is supposed to pass and the president is supposed to sign 12 spending bills to fund the government agencies. But that hasn't happened in years.
And this is, of course, separate from the debate over another coronavirus relief bill. So what's the status of those negotiations?
They're stalled. Speaker Pelosi says there are still serious differences between Democrats and Republicans. Mnuchin says he's willing to negotiate more.
I'm prepared to sit down with her anytime to negotiate, no conditions. But right now, she won't do that unless we make a large commitment up front.
Mnuchin says Senate Republicans will move ahead with their own roughly $500 billion coronavirus relief bill. Democrats want to spend about $2 trillion. One of the big hangups appears to be how much aid to give state and local governments.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ginzer, thank you.
You're welcome.
U.S. markets are closed for the Labor Day holiday, honoring working people all over the country. But it's important to keep in mind today, about 1 in 5 people in the American labor force are currently unemployed. On this Labor Day, there's a lot of work happening in the country right now on racial and economic equity. Part of that conversation is the legacy of civil rights leader John Lewis, who died in July and is the subject of the documentary Good Trouble, co-produced by Erica Alexander. Alexander has a long career highlighting characters and their work, including in her own acting career. She's well known for playing the role of Maxine Shaw in the 90s sitcom Living Single. The series focused on a group of black friends in New York City, navigating careers and relationships, and the show predates the other show, Friends. I spoke with Erica about her iconic role, a warning to listeners that our guest uses the N-word, which we bleeped, once in this interview. Here's our conversation, which we recorded before the holiday. Erica Alexander, welcome to Marketplace.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Living Single ran for just about 5 years, but it was such a formative show for those of us who watched it. Can you talk about what you feel that show meant in that moment?
Well, for me, I was 23 when we started, and for me, I was living their life. But not in that way. I am not college trained, and these women were. There were about 4 black women in New York. I played the lawyer Maxine Shaw. And so for me, that was a type of aspiration that up until that point, I hadn't really thought of myself being a part of. I was an actress and I was doing well, but in that show, they were doing better to me because they had degrees, and that was something that we all aspired to as black women.
The characters in Living Single talked a lot about their work. All of them were professionals in their own right, many of them very successful. What do you think having an ensemble cast like that, that was so focused on work, meant?
What it meant for other people is that you can come and laugh with them and go on their journey, but obviously this is normal. This is not something that should be seen as outside of what black people do. And for us, it was normal. How many black women and black men have been mentored by these people, by seeing them. But often it's relegated to being something, especially then, by the way. It was the 90s and the hip hop sort of gangster mentality had taken over. Literally, people were walking around with their hind parts all out. They need to be reminded of who they are. We are the children of James Baldwin and Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and Fannie Lou Hamer and Ida B. Wells. And we had been told that we were That's the truth. We suddenly took back that narrative and said that you are not. You are capable of not only great things, the expectations is that you should be great.
Maxine Shaw, your character from Living Single, projected, and many of those characters projected this sort of image of what could be and the possibility and what was for many people. But for others, it was the first time seeing something like that on TV.
Mm-hmm.
What is the version of that today? Who is today's Maxine Shaw? What would she look like?
She looked like Ayana, who just lost her hair with alopecia and still stands strong with beautiful, bold lipstick and clothes and her voluptuous body. She would look like Michelle Obama, who goes on creating the stories and narratives around us, but also making sure that she stands up and lifts us to a higher place. She would look like Lizzo, who proudly have her big body and her flute. She would look like Tank from Tank and the Bangers, Tarianna Ball, who is a poet and a genius. She would look like me and you, Kimberly. We are her.
Erica Alexander is the co-founder and chief creative officer of Color Farm Media. Her new film is Good Trouble. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Kimberly. This was wonderful.
You can hear more of my conversation with Erica Alexander on Marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.